PRI, Public Radio International.
We're headed to Istanbul, not Constantinople, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, violinist Gil Shaham, and guest conductor Arald Remarait. We'll hear the Turkish Concerto No. 5 by Mozart, the Winter Dream Symphony No. 1 by Tchaikovsky, and the Pittsburgh premiere of George Walker's Symphonia No. 4. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart wrote most of his concertos for strings from 1773 to 1779, but it's unknown for whom or for what occasion he wrote them. The dating of the works is unclear. Analysis of the handwriting, papers, and watermarks has proved that all five violin concertos were redated several times. The year of composition of the fifth concerto, 1775, was scratched out and replaced by 1780 and later changed again to 1775. You can take a look at the autograph score. It's preserved at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. The Turkish music is heard in the Rondo Finale of No. 5. It isn't authentically Turkish music, but refers to the military bands or janissary music of the Ottoman Empire. The Turks were well known to the citizens of Vienna, where Mozart, Haydn, and Beethoven all worked. They were military opponents. The centuries of warfare between Austria and the Ottoman Empire had only started going in Austria's way around the late 17th century. The Viennese were fascinated with all things Turkish, or even things that seemed Turkish, part of a general trend in European arts at the time. I asked Gil Shaham just how Turkish the music in Mozart's fifth violin concerto might be.
I am very ignorant about Turkish music, but I did have an amazing experience about 3 years ago when I went to Istanbul. And I was playing a solo Bach performance at a bank. But afterwards, I went on in the city and incredible place. And I got to hear a lot of Turkish traditional music. And I was blown away. In particular, I heard some Turkish violinists playing traditional tunes. And I just thought, this is such an incredibly rich heritage, you know, incredible modes, incredible scales, incredible rhythms, and this tradition of improvising, this tradition of playing, very, very beautiful. And I think Mozart captures much of that, you know. If you talk to a Turkish classicist, they would probably find Mozart's version a little Viennese, you know. I think he does capture very much the spirit of it.
Violinist Gil Shaham at Heinz Hall. He's about to play the Concerto No. 5 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart with the Pittsburgh Symphony and guest conductor Arald Remarait. The Violin Concerto No. 5 in A Major, Kirchhoff 219 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Often referred to by its nickname, the Turkish. Written in 1775, first heard during a holiday season that year in Salzburg, Austria. Depending on the analysis of the dating on the manuscripts, it looks as if Mozart wrote most of the violin concertos in the space of just over a year.
You know, it really is incredible. I'm very lucky at home to have the manuscript, you know, his handwritten score of all five concertos. And, you know, he makes no mistakes. There are three or four spots where he crossed out a bar, put in a different bar, but really that's it, you know, in the entire 4 hours of music, 4.5 hours of music. And I used to revere Mozart and look at the music and analyze it, take it apart and think, you know, it's so incredible, the craftsmanship, you know. You look at this one note here and how it perfectly relates to something that happened 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before. It's so balanced, so perfect, so correct. And nowadays, I think that his genius was really much, much greater than that. You know, I think that he would just sit down at the piano and out this would come. Or on the violin. Apparently, he was a great violinist, and his father famously wrote to him, you know, you should apply yourself. He said that you should really spend more time with the violin because you can be one of the greatest violinists in Europe. And the reports we have are that he was a very fantastic violinist. They said he had a very beautiful sound and very clean technique. And anyway, he ended up giving up the violin, devoted himself to composition and piano.
And I think I must have read it someplace that the suggestion was that he was no longer playing the violin to sort of give it to his dad, to stick it to dad a little bit, because dad wanted him to play the violin.
I guess so.
Because it is curious that he wrote the five, 1 year, then the end.
And then he just stopped. Of course, we wished he would have written more, but on the other hand, we're so grateful that he wrote these ones.
Gil Shaham was born in Urbana, Illinois, where his parents, Israeli scientists, were on an academic fellowship at the University of Illinois. Gil Shaham's father, Jacob, was an astrophysicist, and his mother, Mira Diskin, was a cytogeneticist. Gil Shaham's sister is the pianist, Orly Shaham. The family returned to Jerusalem when Gil Shaham was just 2 years old. At the age of seven, he began taking violin lessons from Samuel Bernstein at the Reuben Academy of Music. Gil Shaham has returned to the Heinz Hall stage with his violin. We're going to have an encore.
Some Turkish music, not by Mozart. Thank you.
Violinist Gil Shaham at Heinz Hall. Having played the Turkish Concerto by Mozart with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Arild Remarite, he offered his own arrangement of a Turkish theme, the arrangement of the Turkish folk song Nihavent Longa. Istanbul Not Constantinople was a pop song sung by the Four Lads. It was their hit in 1953, later redone by a group called They Might Be Giants. It sounded a little like Putting on the Ritz. The song was inspired by the renaming of Constantinople, Istanbul, which had earlier been Byzantium. It can be a little confusing, and it's the same with the Mozart Turkish Concerto. It's not completely Turkish, but it is delicious to listen to when played by Gil Shaham. Gil Shaham is married to the Australian-born violinist Adele Anthony. They have three children, Elijah, Ella May, and Simon. Gil Shaham has been a frequent guest with the Pittsburgh Symphony at Heinz Hall, and he toured with the orchestra to Europe, where he played the Mendelssohn Concerto at the Royal Albert Hall for the BBC Promenade Concerts. The Mendelssohn was broadcast nationally by the BBC, conducted by Maris Janssens in August of 2003. Former Pittsburgh Symphony music director Maris Janssens invited Gil Shaham to Heinz Hall on November 28, 2003. On that occasion, he played music by George Gershwin and Carlos Gardel. We'll hear It Ain't Necessarily So from Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin and Carlos Gardel's tango Por Una Cabeza from Scent of a Woman, arranged by John Williams. Maris Janssens, the Pittsburgh Symphony, and violinist Gil Shaham.
Thank you.
Por Una Cabeza, the tango from Scent of a Woman, music written by Carlos Gardel, arranged by John Williams, and played by the Pittsburgh Symphony with Maurice Janssens conducting. Gil Shaham was our violinist. He also played It Ain't Necessarily So from Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin. In the tango from Scent of a Woman, we also heard the accordion of Henry Doktorsky, who's written about the tango on his website at henrydoktorsky.com. Por una cabeza is a term from horse racing, where you win by a head, in Spanish. The lyrics speak of a compulsive gambler who compares his addiction for horses with his attraction to women. That performance by Gil Shaham with the Pittsburgh Symphony took place on November 28, 2003, at Heinz Hall. On the way from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Tchaikovsky's First Symphony, Winter Dreams, and George Walker's Symphonia No. 4, Strands, heard for the first time at Heinz Hall with Arild Remarite, guest conductor. Jim Cunningham here, suggesting a short break for Turkish coffee. Don't drink the grounds at the bottom of the cup. We will use them for telling your fortune later. Your fortune is a good one, as long as you don't touch that dial. Take a moment, drop me a line. I hope to hear from you. I'd like to send you a souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card. It works while reading concert programs in low light and magnifies small print. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of the guest artists, including Gil Shaham, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck photographed in action at Heinz Hall with his biography, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org, or you'll find the website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Let me know what station you're listening to. If you miss the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. James Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, music director Manfred Honeck, assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe. Our recording engineer at Heinz Hall is Bob Park. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.